Hey, this is Pastor Bill bringing you News in Focus. This one is Christian.org.uk. It's called Street Preachers Have No Right to Talk About Morality. And of course, they're quoting someone that's in quotes. And this takes place in Britain. A Manchester City Council chief has said that street preachers should not talk about morality. Councillor Pat Carney, spokesman for the council and lead member for Manchester City Centre, made the comments in response to challenges from the Christian Institute about his crackdown on, quote, nuisance, unquote, in the city. The Institute had asked Councillor Carney to clarify whether the council intends to restrict street preachers, and if so, on what legal bases it would be taking action. The Christian Institute has long supported the rights of street preachers and has funded several legal cases where local authorities or the police have unlawfully interfered with those rights, unquote, the letter said. The letter also warned that the treatment of street preachers remains a helpful barometer of tolerance, especially in revealing whether public authorities are behaving in accordance with human rights laws, such as freedom of expression. But Councillor Carney confirmed that the police would be continuing to try to clamp down on noisy preachers, unquote. And he said that the preaching, which covers sexual orientation, is, quote, not proper at all, unquote. Commenting in the Manchester Evening News, he said, quote, preachers do have a right to be on the street, but I do not think it right if they are talking about morality, unquote. Now, if the story was done there, we would have a lot to talk about, okay? Now, I want you to balance this out for just a moment with the book of Titus, chapter number 2. I'm going to read it to you, and if you doubt that I'm being honest or forthright in the way that I'm dealing with this passage, feel free to read it and let me know what you think. For the grace of God that appears to all men is bring salvation, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly lusts and to live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all unrighteousness and to purify himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things teach, exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you or disregard you. So, somehow, we're supposed to speak with authority and not allow ourselves to be ignored. Okay? And we're not supposed to, at the same time, bring discredit to the gospel through our conduct. Now, having said that, if the piece ended with the Manchester councilor, city councilor, saying preachers have a right to be on the streets but not talking about morality, well then, this would be a closed case, in my opinion, and yet another nail in the coffin of religious liberty. But listen to the next statement he makes. They also sometimes appear in large groups, making lots of noises and having very loud PA systems. Okay, they're perfectly entitled to talk about Jesus and the Word of God, but not to make anyone feel insecure or threatened, he said. Now, think about that. It really doesn't sound like the biggest problem in that statement is about morality. Okay? Maybe Councillor Carney is an absolutely debauched man. I don't know. But the point I'm trying to make is that we Christians need to be a little careful about our methodology. How is it that we both fulfill the requirement, which, by the way, kind of goes hand in hand with the urgency of eternity? How do we do that? And at the same time, mitigate any unnecessary offense? Well, this man seems to think that there were people who felt insecure and threatened by the morality talk. Okay? And how was this happening? Well, it was happening because of large groups with loud noises and PAs. Okay, well, if I knew that, I'm thinking what I would do is I would send a note to Councillor Carney and say, we will tone down our volume. We will only use proportional volume-producing amplifying apparatuses. Something like that. In other words, the only time I would use a PA and possibly make people feel insecure or threatened is if there were other PAs in the area or if I couldn't share my message without being shouted down by a mob. So I'm not saying that the people doing the street preaching are being properly are being properly portrayed in this article. But I do think that what can happen is that people can act a little bit threatening. And so what we want to do is remind you out there, those of you who, like me, like to street preach, those of you like me who like to stand in front of Planned Parenthood, those of you like me who like to do the work of God, whatever the case may be, whatever it is you're wanting to do for ministry's sake, you need to remember that it is possible to at least consider the methodology by which we're doing that. The Christian Institute has not yet received a formal response to its letter. A spokesman said, "We are still no clearer about whether restrictions will be applied to street preachers in Manchester and remain concerned about the potential police action." Councillor Carney has not provided any legal grounds for the crackdown and runs the risk of legal action being taken if the free speech rights of street preachers are interfered with. Now, I'm going to tell you this. There's another article on Sermon Audio that deals with Muhammad now being the most popular name in London. Now, here's my question. Do you think for a moment that when the Muslims get together in their pro-Sharia rallies, do you think people feel threatened with them there? Here's the reality. People are afraid of Islam. And since Islam is not a quasi-passive institution like Christianity is, well, then it's easy to say, Christians, we feel threatened, go away. And what I wanted to remind everyone listening is that Islam is far more threatening, and yet I don't see the same things being curbed when it comes to Muslim rallies. No, they're petrified of upsetting the Muslim community. Last month, Councillor Carney announced that he had launched a task force to look at removing peddlers, charity collectors, noisy musicians, and street preachers. The Christian Institute is currently campaigning against the government's plan extremist disruption orders, which could restrict free speech. Former head of MI5, Sir Jonathan Evans, has warned that harmless evangelical street preachers could be subjected to crackdowns under the new measures, cautioning that definitions will be crucial. He said, "In secular liberal democracy like ours, waging this sort of war of ideas is extremely difficult. I have yet to come across a program here or abroad that is wholly convincing. More work is needed." So what we need to do is continue to bring these things before people below us, around us, in our communities. Help them to see the struggle, that we are not in a friendly world. The world knows us not because it knew him not, 1 John 3. And honestly, the other thing to do is to keep it before your elected officials. Help them understand that it takes more than $2 gallons of gas to get them to be reelected. And if you do that, you will be rare. But the more people that do it, maybe the more difference it will make, because most people they really do think that life is good if they can afford everything that's on their wish of bills, and if they can have their weekend away to go to the beach. Life is good. They don't really want to make a fuss. Well, that's the kind of Christianity that Paul it's completely averse to the kind of message propagation that Paul talks about in Titus 2. Don't let someone just discount your message. So sometimes we have to be prepared to not fit in, and maybe that's what this group needs to do, is just say, we're going to continue to show up, we're going to continue to preach, we're going to continue to abide by the laws as much as possible, and if we perish, we perish. This is Pastor Bill. What are your comments?